The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, has the tipping culture in Ireland become more like that in the United States? And is that a good thing? What is the average tipping rate? How important are your mathematical skills when deciding what to tip? Well, I'm joined on the line by Tanya Sweeney, Irish independent journalist and columnist. Tanya, good morning.
Good morning, Pat. How are you?
I'm very well. And with me in studio, Adrian Cummins, CEO of the Restaurants Association of Ireland. Adrian, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
And welcome. Now, Tanya, we want to start this by you recounting what happened to you recently, where your mathematics might have been a little less than Leaving Cert quality.
Less than Leaving Cert. I mean, it was about, yes, first class in primary school. Yeah, I went out to a restaurant recently with a friend of mine, and we pride ourselves. We are former restaurant workers. So we do pride ourselves on being, you know, very good, we'll say, diners. You know, we like to tip. We like to talk to the staff. We don't like to be too kind of demanding and all the rest of it. So we were out at a fairly pricey place, and we were having a great old time, and there was wine going, like the clappers and all the rest of it. The bill arrived, and it was left on to me, the numerically illiterate one, to tot up the tip, you know. So anyway, I handed it across to our server, who looked at the amount, and his eyes just widened, and he looked at me, and I knew then that I'd carried a one somewhere wrong, basically. And I think afterwards I realised I'd given about a 55% tip on this meal, you know. And of course you can't turn around and go, sorry, it's my sums, can I take off that? And, you know, you just can't really do that, you know. So I had to sort of brazen it out and make out that I was really that generous in real life, you know. But it was a bit of a sobering moment, and it did get me thinking just about tipping culture in general in the country. Yeah. You know?
So what is the normal philosophy you have towards tipping? I mean, do you reward good service, or do you say, I'll always tip whether or not the server is rude or indifferent or, you know, monosyllabic?
Yeah. I mean, in Ireland, right, we sort of exist, I think, you know, and I've written this in my column, we exist in a strange sort of fog where we're told it's optional and a way of saying thank you for good service. But I do wonder if it has become something that is just sort of standard issue by now. I mean, what we do is it's 10 to 15% seems to be the basic kind of tip that we leave, you know, and we leave it for good service. But I think we also leave it for so-so service, to be honest, you know. Mm. I think if you're not leaving a tip, you've had a really, you know, quite bad restaurant experience. Now, this is obviously me just talking. I mean, I tip because I do remember how hard and thankless that hospitality work can sometimes be. And I remember that thrill of getting a tip off somebody, you know, at the end of the working day. It was such a lovely bump in your earnings, you know. And I also tip because, look, rents are high in Dublin City and wages aren't where they should be, you know.
Now the comparison with America, are we getting too like America? In America, if you're a server, you might be paid $6 an hour. Whereas here, you know, the minimum server is going to get is going to be 14, 15 euro an hour. And, you know, whether that's good, bad or sufficient or not is another mm-hmm. question. But the reason
Absolutely.
The Americans, I suppose, expect tips is because they actually desperately need them. And they also work very hard to earn your tip. I mean, you
they
will
do.
Get that. Thank you very much. You'll get water, iced water on the table as soon as you go in, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And they kind of act as if they care about you.
There's nothing like the American restaurant experience. If you want to feel coddled and, well, frankly, adored, you know, it is, they have it down to the finest of arts, you know, and you're right. And it's because, you know, that the tipping is just so part of the DNA of that entire experience. And in fact, I write in my column about how I went to New York. And again, my math skills, you know, not brilliant. And I tipped a server in a Times Square restaurant, but I was short about $2. And, you know, after being honey sugar babied for, you know, the guts of 2 hours, this lady came running down the street after me, like went scorched earth on me, you know. And I realized that, you know, not tipping is really not an option in America. Now, the thing about Ireland, as you know, is we tend to adopt Americanisms, whether it's Krispy Kreme donuts or Victoria's Secrets. And I think we have taken the tipping culture thing into our kind of cultural fabric here in Ireland. If you go to somewhere like the UK or Amsterdam or somewhere like that, it's really not the same as it is in Ireland. I think we just sort of, not mindlessly, I won't say that, but I think we automatically tip now as a matter of course.
Now, Tanya, you've left me with an image of you in Victoria's Secret's gear scoffing Krispy Kreme donuts.
Well, I mean, happy birthday to you. What could I say?
What more could I ask? Now, Adrian, listening to that conversation with Tanya, the question of what is the protocol generally in Irish restaurants? What do people expect?
Well, it depends on, well, there's no set hard and fast rule in terms of the percentage of tips, or a percentage of the bill that will be a tip. It could be 10%, it could be 15%, and it could go up as far as 20% if you have American tourists in the sure. restaurant. So tipping is up to the customer. You know, people will reward good service in Ireland, and you know, our industry, the amount of tip that staff get is quite substantial in certain parts of Dublin.
Now, how is that divided? I mean, you've got the kitchen porter working very hard backstage and never seen, the chef the same, and the servers out front, if you like, representing the whole hostelry. So who gets the tip?
Well, the policy is devised in the business around fairness, and each employee within that business will know what the policy is around tips.
Okay, so they'll have a division.
Exactly. And some businesses will have a higher percentage, some businesses have a lower percentage for front of house, back of house, but everybody may get a percentage of it. And that's up to each business how they divide the tip out.
Okay, is it taxed?
Yes, it is. In terms of, if you pay a tip on a credit card, through a credit card, it'll go through payroll, it'll be taxed. If you put 20 euros on a table, it's up to the waiter or waitress to declare the tax on that themselves.
No chance.
Well, you know, that's the rules, that's the law.
No, but you know the way they have two credit card machines in some restaurants where one is for your bill, your food, and then you're offered the opportunity on a separate machine to pay a tip, because not many people have cash these days.
Yeah, well, that they probably have a software system that runs through the terminal to make sure that the tip is picked up and everybody gets the fare.
And it's still down to the person to declare
correct.
It if they want.
We would like to, I suppose, from our end of the sector, we would like to open a debate in terms of tax. You know, tips should be tax free up to a certain limit.
A gratuity is supposed to be tax-free.
That's
it's a present
correct.
From someone.
I think what we need to do is, you know, at Christmas, people can get up to €1,500 of a voucher tax-free.
Yeah.
In our sector, I think we should look at in a certain limit of tip or whatever it is, tax-free for the for.
But you can get a
workers.
Gift tax-free every year of $3,000.
Well,
from a parent or whatever who's got the money to give you. So on that basis, if gifts up to that level are not taxed, you could take the same view of tipping in a restaurant. It's a gift from the customer, in theory.
In theory, but I don't think revenue will look at it that way at the moment.
Now, what about service charges? Often you'll see a situation for tables of six or more or seven or more, a service charge of 12.5% will be imposed.
And that all goes to the staff. You know, it has to go to the staff as part of the legislation. It can't be used for topping up wages. So that came out of that legislation that was passed nearly 3 years ago. And that's right and proper, and it levels the playing pitch, and everybody knows exactly what's going
on. It's also because often people, you know, they have a huge bill maybe for a table of 10 people, and that bill, therefore, they look at 10% and, my God, 10% is €70. I'm not giving 70. But the point is that to serve 10 people, that server and the chef and are kept off other tables where there might be earning possibilities.
Exactly. And that's the reason why. And Pat, you know, just before I came in here, you know, kind of a straw poll of what the value of tip per week. It depends on the region, depends on the town, depends on the type of business. But, you know, in certain restaurants that are large urban areas, a waiter or waitress could get up to €400 in tips, but that could go all the way down to €150 and other places. But there is a substantial amount of tips going to staff across the country.
Tanya, do you tip for a cup of coffee?
I do. Yeah, I absolutely do. I tip, everywhere I can. So I tip in taxis, I tip, you know, housekeeping staff and hotels, you know. So I do tend to be fairly consistent on that, yeah.
Because, you know, when someone, say, orders a cup of coffee, if you can get one for maybe €4.50 and then you're invited to tip €1, you know, on this separate machine just by flashing your phone or whatever, that represents quite a considerable tip in percentage terms.
It absolutely does. I mean, now you're talking to me about maths. I mean, I'm the wrong girl for this conversation. But I do it. And, you know, any time that somebody does have that, have the terminal, I'm only too happy to, absolutely. Mm. But I mean, look, I worked in the hospitality industry for a long, long time, and I know how, you know, valued these tips are.
I'll read you some of the comments. My daughter works in a restaurant. Over the last 3 years, their meal deal has gone up from €20 to €30 due to 6 increases from their suppliers. The result is my daughter gets a net increase in tips of 50%, and yet a lot of the restaurants putting up their service charges by 13.5%. I think it should go down to 8%, or people will stay away. I don't think you need to tip unless it's very good service. The minimum wage here is high, so your server is getting a wage unlike in America, where you do have to tip just to help the staff put bread on their own tables. Tipping is the easiest thing in the world to work out. If you want to give 10%, just move the decimal point one place, Tanya. 15% add half of that figure, 20% double the figure. It's pretty simple, really. It depends how half or three quarters cut.
Are you factoring in the wine?
Yeah, no. I was going to say that. Anyway, I usually tip in restaurants, but stop tipping in the hairdressers as it's very expensive. At roughly 180 for my hairdo. My rationale is that I don't tip other services like the dentist, etc. Tipping is not so prevalent or generous in Spain and Italy. I think tipping to supplement poor pay is wrong. And a final one for the moment. I was in New York, got chatting with an Irish waitress who was working there. She told me when she first started working there, an Irish couple came in, so she put on the charm and coddled them, as you said, practically bent over backwards, and ignored another couple who were there too. When the bill got paid on both tables, the other couple gave her a $50 tip, and the Irish couple gave her nothing.
Wow, there you go.
Miserable. Anyway, tipping is here to stay. There's no question about that. And I don't think it's the policies put up anywhere in a restaurant, is it, Adrian?
Oh, yes. As part of the legislation, you must show the policy, and every staff member must have it in their staff handbook or in their contract of employment.
But is it open to the customers to see this policy?
Well, they should see it.
They should see it.
Somewhere within the business, the policy. And, you know, that's right and proper as well. So we endorse that.
All right. Tanya, thank you very much for joining us. Tanya Sweeney, who's an Irish independent journalist and columnist, and Adrian Cummins, CEO of the Restaurants Association of Ireland.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.